很多人啊，最近都在问一件极具争议的文坛往事。
Many people have been asking about a very controversial literary event recently.
清华美学教授萧英耗时整整一年。
Professor Zairo Ying of the Aesthetics Department at Tsinghua University spent a whole year.
持续公开举报。
Continue to publicly report.
持续举证。
Provide evidence.
逐条罗列23项证据啊。
List out 23 pieces of evidence, please.
实名锤青年作家蒋方舟的硕士论文系统性造假。
Systematic cost of the real name youth writer Jiang Fangju's master thesis.
可最终啊，人民大学官方通报出炉。
Eventually, the official announcement from Renmin University will be released.
长达一年的舆论对峙。
A year-long public confrontation.
高密度举证。
High density evidence.
轰轰烈烈的打假风暴。
A roaring and resounding anti-corruption storm.
最后只落下三个字，不规范。
Leave only three words and don't make them grammatically correct.
这件事啊。
A matter of fact.
看着是两个人的恩怨，本质。
Seeing the two people's underlying grudge.
戳穿了当下最畸形的学术舆论生态。
Exposed the most distorted academic public opinion ecosystem.
我们客观中立啊。
We are objective and neutral.
不带情绪。
Without emotion.
完整复盘这件事的来龙去脉。
Trace the entire process of this.
先说说两个人的背景。
Let's talk about the backgrounds of two people first. Zairo Ying.
萧英，清华资深美学教授，多年来啊以感言吸。
For many years, Tsinghua University's senior professor of aesthetics has been known for his sharp and insightful commentary.
学术教真主
Known for academic rigor.
蒋方舟，年少成名的青年作家。
The most outstanding young writer.
当年以文学特长降分录取进入清华大学，一直陪伴着天才、争议两种声音长大。
A fact that he was admitted to Tsinghua University with a strong literary background while also being considered a genius has always been accompanied by controversy.
两人啊相差27岁，素未谋面。
Two people 27 years apart in age and never met before.
无任何私交。
No personal relationship.
这场对峙完全是隔空开战。
This confrontation was entirely a standoff.
持续一年。最早的源头啊。
The earliest source of a continuous year.
可以追溯到十多年前的文坛论战。
It can be traced back to a literary and academic debate that began more than 10 years ago.
2014年。
2014.
萧英公开炮轰韩寒。
Zairo Ying publicly attacks Han Han.
直言天才。
Admits to being a genius.
韩寒是当代文坛丑闻。
Han Han is a contemporary literary scandal.
成为当年倒韩舆论的核心声音。
Became the core of the island's public opinion.
而蒋方舟啊，在当年舆论场里边。
And Chang Fengshu in the public opinion arena at that time,
被外界归为偏向韩寒的一派
belonging to a faction that is considered to be leaning towards Han Han.
哪怕蒋方舟啊本人多次澄清
even though Chang Fengshu himself has repeatedly clarified,
两人啊仅仅参加过同一场活动
two people they only attended the same event,
毫无私交。
No prior acquaintance.
从未战斗。
No battle.
但在萧英的认知里啊。
In Zairo Ying's understanding.
没有模糊地带。
Without ambiguity.
从此埋下心结。
from then on, a harp was buried.
时隔十年啊。
It's been 10 years.
2025年8月。
August 2025.
这场旧怨彻底爆发了。
The old feud has finally erupted.
肖英啊在个人公众号首发长文，正式开启。
Zhao Ying, a prominent figure in the Chinese tech industry, has officially launched her personal WeChat account and posted a long-form article.
对蒋方舟硕士论文的全面举报。
Comprehensive report on Jiang Fengju's master's thesis.
他前后啊历时一年，不断补充材料。
He spent a year continuously adding materials, both before and after.
更新证据，逐条细化疑点。
Update evidence, detailing the doubts point by point.
总共啊提出23项问题清单。
A total of 23 questions were proposed.
注释虚假，页码不实。
Pay attention to false page numbers.
转引混乱
Confusion
摘要雷同文献
Abstract similar literature
听写错误指引啊
Transcription error guidelines
论文存在系统性
The paper lacks systematicity
全面性
Comprehensive
最关键的争议点啊
The most controversial point about TD is...
也是整件事最大的舆论槽点。
This is also the biggest point of criticism in public opinion.
常规学术打假逻辑呢，是发现问题再锁定作者。
The standard academic approach to plagiarism detection is to identify the problem by pinpointing the source.
而肖英自己呢，也不避讳，他的方式是极端选择性打假。
And Zhao Ying himself also doesn't shy away from his extreme selective approach to fighting corruption.
先锁定人
First, lock the person.
再定点找问题顺序啊
Let's redetermine the order of problems.
完全反了
Completely reversed.
这也是为什么
That's why.
后来很多人质疑啊
Later, many people questioned it.
这到底是学术较真啊
This is really a matter of academic rigor.
还是私人情绪宣泄啊
Is it just for personal emotional release?
面对持续一年的高频围攻
Faced with a year-long series of attacks.
今年7月4日啊
July 4th this year.
蒋方舟终于公开发长文回应，态度非常坚决。
Jiang Fengju finally publicly released a long article, and his attitude was very firm.
他说自己与肖英啊素不相识。
He said that he had never met Zhao Ying.
无任何交集。
No intersection.
对方是带着长期主观偏见。
The other person is carrying a long-standing subjective bias.
对自己进行长达一年的舆论攻击。
Subjected to a year-long barrage of public criticism,
恶意抹黑
defamation,
甚至涉及不实
even involve false information,
谣言
rumors.
随后啊
then,
蒋方舟明确表示已经报警了
Jiang Fengju clearly stated that she had already reported the incident to the police.
保留一切法律维权权利
Reserve all legal rights
全网啊都在等一场实锤定论
Everyone is waiting for a definitive proof
7月5日
July 5th
中国人民大学官方调查组通报正式落地
The official investigation team of Renmin University has officially landed
结论非常清晰分寸拿捏极严
The conclusion is very clear, and the tone is firm.
我把官方结果呀。
I have the official results.
客观转述给大家。
Objectively report the facts.
第一。
First.
经过多名校内外专家逐字检验。
after multiple experts from various schools and institutions have carefully reviewed the text.
未发现抄袭。
No plagiarism detected.
未发现。
Not found.
伪造文献。
Forging documents.
不存在学术不端。
No academic misconduct.
肖英指控的系统性造假。
Accusations of systematic fraud by Zhiro Ying.
官方没有采信。
The official did not accept it.
第二。
Second.
论文确实存在多处硬伤。注释疏漏，转引未标注，年份拼写错误，资料引用不严谨。
The paper indeed contains several hidden comments, omissions, unreferenced citations, missing years, spelling errors, and inaccurate data references.
校方啊，最终定性啊，学术不规范。
The school has finally determined that the academic work is not in accordance with the regulations.
第三。
Third.
追责啊，只针对教学环节。
Hold accountable only for the teaching stage.
指导老师严连苛，应把关不严。
The teacher's words are like a military manual, and the loopholes in the regulations are obvious.
被暂停招生资格一年。
Suspended from enrolling students for 1 year.
而对蒋方舟本人啊，无任何处分。
And for Cheng Fanxu, there was no punishment.
无任何学术处罚。
No academic penalties.
这就是最终结局，一年死磕，23条。
This is the final result of struggling for a year, learning 23 items.
举证，全网沸腾的打假大战。
Proof of the all-over-the-internet frenzy.
官方盖棺定论，只有三个字。不规范。
The official conclusion is only 3 words, and it's not standard.
今天啊，我们客观评价这件事儿。
Today, we objectively evaluate this matter.
首先，蒋方舟的论文啊，确实不严谨。
First of all, Cheng Fanxu's paper is indeed not rigorous.
确实不规范。
Indeed, it is not standard.
这一点没得洗。
This is not something that can be written.
作为名校硕士啊。
As a master's student at a prestigious university.
注释混乱，引用随意，是明显的。
The reference to entering the world is obviously arbitrary.
学术态度松懈。
Academic attitude is lax.
被质疑，理所应当。
It is considered to be a matter of course.
但其次啊。肖英的争议也非常明显。
However, Zhiro Ying's controversy is also very obvious.
他抓住论文瑕疵。
He identified the flaws in the paper.
直接上升到全面造假、系统性舞弊的高度。
Escalating to a systemic fraud and corruption of the highest level.
十年旧怨叠加成定性追责。
10 years of complaints have led to a definitive accusation.
舆论力量远远超过了问题。
The power of public opinion far exceeds the problem.
本身的严重。瑕疵是真的，造假是夸大的，问题存在，指控是过度。这件事啊。
The serious flaws are really a major issue of fraud, and the accusations are too heavy.
真正值得所有人深思。
Truly worth pondering by everyone.
不是谁对谁错。
Who is right and who is wrong?
是现在啊，舆论怪象。
It's a phenomenon of public opinion.
学术打假本该公正、中立，对事不对人。
Academic cheating should be fair and impartial, not targeting individuals.
一旦掺杂个人好恶，陈年恩怨啊。
Once personal grudges and old grievances are mixed in,
定向狙击，打假就很容易变味儿，变成借学术之名。
It's obvious that directed sniping is just a disguise for academic fraud.
行，舆论网暴之时。
Recognize and combat online abuse.
反过来提醒所有的创作者和学生，名校
Remind all creators and students of prestigious schools.
光环天才人设，撑不起潦草的专业态度。
A genius with a halo cannot maintain a sloppy professional attitude.
学术严谨是任何人的底气。
Academic rigor is the foundation of confidence for anyone.
最后留给大家一个思考题。
Leave the following question for everyone to think about.
面对论文明显疏漏。
In the face of obvious omissions in the paper.
萧英的穷追不舍。
Cyril Ying's relentless pursuit.
是文人风骨的较真儿。
This is a genuine expression of literary spirit.
还是夹带私怨、过度审判的较劲呢？
Is it just a matter of overjudging and being overly critical?
评论区
Comment section
咱们聊聊
Let's talk